Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Did you happen to watch the Tony Awards earlier this month? Fun Home took home the coveted Tony Award for Best Musical. I had not read much about the show prior to the telecast, and I'm an old Broadway press agent and try to keep up on those things. One of the show's stars and the evening's youngest nominee, Sydney Lucas, did not win Best Featured Actress Prize, but her performance that evening has haunted me ever since seeing her perform, and I'm not alone in that experience. Lucas sang one of the signature songs from the show, Ring of Keys, in which young Allison recognizes a kindred spirit in, quoting the show, an old-school butch delivery woman. Some of the lyrics are, your swagger and your bearing and the just-right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots, and your keys, oh, your ring of keys. It's not a song of love, said composer Janine Tesori in her Tony acceptance speech. It's a song of identification, because for girls, you have to see it to be it. The award-winning composer explained her Ring of Keys moment. I didn't realize that a career in music was available to women until 1981, when I saw the magnificent Linda Twine conduct Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music, and that was my Ring of Keys moment. Janine Tesori and Lisa Krohn won Best Original Score for Fun Home, the first all-female writing team to win this award. Krohn also won the Tony for Best Book of a Musical. I have listened to this song almost every day since the Tonys. It's only been in the last week that I don't full-on cry while listening to it. If you Google the song, make sure you catch the Tony version and not the Drama Desk version. For some reason, they don't really compare. The Tony version will knock your socks off. Most of us have had a Ring of Keys moment, maybe several of them. That moment when your realm of experience is expanded to include the one thing that truly makes your heart sing, and you had no idea what it was until you saw it. You knew it was there, but had no identifiers to explain it or put it into words. My Ring of Keys moment was the first time I saw live theater and heard the overture begin. I knew I had to be a part of it. How? I wasn't sure, but it always stayed with me. I thought after high school my involvement would simply be as a regular audience member, and I was fine with that. Until I moved to Washington, D.C. and made that fateful call to the Kennedy Center press office and asked who I should address my resume to. They asked me for the receptionist position, and I said yes, and I've never looked back. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.